Newton.com. Live, you can take control here toll free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features on the site. All of those features are free. You just go there and enjoy. And actually, you can create the content. That which is on the front page was put there by listeners like you. You find some sort of news story or blog post, maybe a YouTube video, something online that you think is interesting. You are welcome to submit it to freetalklive.com. It will then be subject to voting. Our other listeners can vote, and you get to vote on things, too. Vote them up if you like them. Vote them down if you don't. And go there to freetalklive.com to do that. You will need a Reddit account in order to submit and to vote. But it's free. Only takes you a moment to get signed up if you're not already signed up for Reddit. And then it'll link into our website, and it'll make it work. And it's really easy. So go and see for free talk for yourself at freetalklive.com. Ian, Daryl, and Mark in the studio tonight to bring you up to speed before you go right back to your phones. We've been talking about, well, we started talking about transhumanism. Daryl is vociferously opposed to the idea of transhumanism. Although,
if you want to become a computer, that's fine.
Yeah.
I'm opposed to.
You don't like the idea. Meaning you're opposed
to people telling me that it's going to be forced on me.
Meaning that you are opposed to it for you. You may not even be willing to. You don't want to choose it for yourself.
Right.
Right. So that's what I mean when you say you oppose transhumanism. I didn't mean that you wanted to prevent people from.
That's what some people think when you say that somebody is opposed to something.
I see what you're saying. And there's a reasonable jump in logic there, but still, that would be a jump to a conclusion. So we're going to continue. We ended up going off on a topic about metaphysical versus physical, panentheism versus pantheism, and I failed miserably at explaining. Finally, I think I got the idea across to Daryl about.
Do you still claim that there are things that don't exist? And
I don't. To use the word "thing" is inappropriate. There is that which is not, that which doesn't exist, and that, by definition, is the metaphysical. That, let's end it at that. Let's go to Michael Dean. He is on the line on Skype. You can connect to us on Skype by username lrn.fm. Hello, Michael.
Hey, I'm amazed you guys are talking about transhumanism instead of being apoplectic about those creepy guys with rifles on the roofs at the Keene Pumpkin Fest.
Well, that's old news, Michael Dean. We were reporting on that on Saturday night.
Yeah, well, you know, it takes the covered wagon a while to get to Wyoming with the newspaper, so.
Yep. No, you are talking about some photos and video that were taken of unknown agents. Multiple pairs of agents on the rooftops in Keene, New Hampshire, a little town of 25,000 folks. On Pumpkin Fest, there's about 70 or 80,000 people that are in the streets in Keene.
I heard that there were 112,000
really?
Some odd people
wow, okay.
on Saturday.
They, so
had, they had people counting at all of the entrances, but what I don't think they accounted for is if somebody walked into one entrance
and then went out,
walked out of another and then came back in the other entrance, was that person counted twice?
Yeah, probably. So anyway, there's a bunch of snipers around, and one activist was able to get a really good picture of those snipers on the rooftop with the sniper rifle, because if you were just looking from down on the streets, you would never see
guys
the sniper
the
rifle. It just looks like guys with spy glasses on the roof. But the dude climbed up the fire escape and was able to get the actual incriminating photo to prove that they weren't just guys with spy glasses on the roof, that they were actually snipers. Because
they're
they
not very good
rifle.
Snipers because they let someone get behind them.
Get the jump on
I would
them,
say.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm calling to talk about transhumanism. I'm kind of fascinated with it. I don't want to live forever, and a downside you guys have not brought up is the possibility that governments could keep you alive forever and make you serve those consecutive 10 life sentences and maybe torture you.
Yeah.
So this, yeah, there's a movie about where they take the prisoners and they store them sort of in a comatic state until it's time for them to get out, which, of course, doesn't make much sense as far as penitentiary goes.
But, it's Demolition Man. I'm in that movie, actually.
Are you? Seriously? Awesome. You're an extra in that movie?
No, I'm not an extra in that movie. It's
He's
better than an extra.
He's the star of the movie.
You have a speaking role?
No, I don't. Sandra Bullock has my band's poster on her wall, and they show
awesome.
It a few times, and my big melting face is like Funhouse Mirror on her wall, my band Bomb.
That's awesome. I didn't even know that. That's one of the best movies. I haven't seen it in probably a decade.
I love that movie. I mean, that movie is what happens, you know, if the world doesn't end, if the state keeps getting bigger and it doesn't end up Nazi Germany, I think it would end up like that, where, like, salt, cussing, and sex are illegal, and everyone's a 40-year-old virgin singing I Wish I Were an Oscar Mayer
and
Wiener.
And you can only eat at Taco Bell because they're the only restaurant.
And nobody has guns, even the cops. That's why they have to thaw the bad cop out from the 90s to deal with the 90s criminal who gets thawed out. So Ray Kurzweil is not a lunatic. I've been into his stuff for many years, read his books, went and heard him speak. He's actually a really boring speaker. My wife and I went and heard him speak at Caltech and left halfway through it to go make out in the bushes. But he's done a lot of interesting things. He was a pioneer in music synthesizers, optical character recognition, text-to-speech synthesis, speech recognition, including co-developing Dragon Naturally Speaking. But he's also done some secret consulting for the U.S. military and the U.N. I think he's born a few years too late to take all the vitamins and make it to the singularity. I really think so. But
it's speculation, but somebody's going to have to do the research that doesn't make it.
Mark can do it. I think Mark can do it.
He's not going to do it. He's going to freeze his brain.
So hold on. Michael Dean, you are fascinated by this, but not interested personally. Why?
I'm saying I don't think Kurzweil is a crackpot. He's a genius, and he's come up with a lot of things everyone takes for granted.
I don't think I called him a crackpot on the show.
On their iPhone. I think Daryl did, but maybe Daryl's calling the idea of living forever crackpot.
Yes.
Or of Mark freezing his head like Futurama. So, Mark, have you, like, paid money down to freeze your head?
Yep.
How much does it cost to freeze your head? And if I use the coupon FTL, how much of a discount does one
get? Okay, so there isn't, at this point, I'm not, you know, the coupon code FTL does not exist. But if you mention my name, I'm not fully done with my registration. I have a folder that I have to fill out, and I was going to wait till over the weekend because I was supposed to do it last week, and I didn't, and I'll wait till this weekend because I just don't have, I'm not going to sacrifice time calling advertisers to fill out these forms. But
Mark, you could be hit by a bus tomorrow.
I could, in which case my brain probably won't be as good a shape as it would be if I just die of old age.
Good point.
But that doesn't change the fact. So I had to get, I got a life insurance.
So you can do it with cash or a life insurance policy, right?
You can do it with cash or a life insurance policy. Basically, it's $80,000 in cash, but a life insurance policy, a whole life insurance policy is a lot less than that $80,000, and you could just sort of pay it over.
You get an insurance policy on your life that pays out to the company freezes you?
That's correct.
Not all of him, just
the brain. Yeah.
Well, you know, you can get one of those deer freezers at Walmart for a couple $100. Maybe until you get the $80,000 up, you should get one of those and keep it at the Keene Activity Center with an uninterrupted power supply. So if you do get hit by a bus or a sniper at Pumpkin Fest, Ian could just put your brain in it.
Hold on, Michael, you've got some inaccurate information. The Keene Activity Center no longer exists. It is the
What's the corporate name now?
Well, wait a minute. There hasn't been a decision on the renaming of.
Well, it's not been the Activity Center for a long time. It's been the Activist Center.
But there is a discussion. That room you're sitting in, whatever you call it.
This is the LRN studio.
There's a discussion about renaming the Keene Activist Center to the Keene Amity Cooperative. Or
what's Amity?
Amity? That's the thing with
the
Amity.
Horror?
Yeah,
no.
See, the first thing people think of is the horror movie, unfortunately.
Yeah, sure. I think that's your focus grouping right there, if I'm not the first person to think of that.
It was the first thing I thought of, and I've never even seen the movie. I've only seen it sitting on video shelves.
Amity is a synonym for peace.
Yeah.
So here's my external
according
hope
to thesaurus.com
for being saved by the great man that doesn't exist. And I'm really mostly kidding on this, but it's kind of like, you know, when I asked Scott Horton, do you think Ron Paul will win and become president? And he said, wouldn't that be nice? Like, no way in hell are they going to let that happen, but wouldn't it be nice if it could? I think that the more I'm on radio, that the more chance the waves will get to someone in space who is more intelligent, and they'll go, wow, we've been listening to Rush Limbaugh all the time, but this guy sounds smart. Let's get on and help him with our technology. And Alpha Centauri is 4.5 light years away, and there's some possibly habitable planets there. So if I can keep on the radio for that long, we'll get saved by the aliens, and I'll help you guys out, too.
You might need to do some life extension to make it that long. Michael, thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. That's Michael Dean from Freedom Fiends, 855-450 toll-free. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 855-450-3733, or call in on Skype like Michael did, and you can sound really great. Skype user is lrn.fm. We're coming up.
Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here for Life Change Tea. I'm one of the many talk show hosts that drink this tea. Talk show hosts endorse products that work. It's a job. So I'm telling you, Life Change Tea works. What does it do? It gently works on your colon to clean and give you more energy. If you have colon problems, life doesn't go so well. One talk show host suggested that the company be called Colon Ease. Well, that just shows you the product works. Don't be fooled by other wannabe companies. Life Change Tea is number one. Just drink 2 8-ounce glasses a day and feel the difference in your health. You might even save a doctor bill. Ready to order? Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Simple. Or call them at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. One more time, 928-308-0408. If your stomach rumbles at first, that's proof the tea is already working. Just lessen your dose and feel great. Order today at GetTheTea.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, you can bring up whatever you want toll free at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you. Once again, freetalklive.com. The features there include our webcam. You can watch, you can listen, you can interact. Just go to cam.freetalklive.com and you can see and do that. And the interaction factor is that the chat room is built in right to the same page. So it's all free. Go to cam.freetalklive.com and enjoy.
You know, I was just talking to a friend today about how difficult it is to get bitcoins. Unless, if you're not talking about cash.coins.com, yeah, I just don't like your options. I mean, you know, can be sending a check to some exchange in Russia. You can be wishing you could get your money out of MT Gox. It's not easy to get your to turn your bitcoins into, turn your cash into bitcoins. But with cashintocoins.com, they do make it easy. All you have to do is go there to cashintocoins.com. The instructions are easy to follow. It's safe. It's fast. It's legal. It's inexpensive. Customer service is their top priority. Once you get there, you click on the, you know, I want to buy bitcoins link or whatever it is, and you'll get an account number after you choose which kind of bank you're going to go to. Wells Fargo, Bank of America, or credit union in your town with shared branching. You got to say shared branching. That's important. You go there, you deposit money, and within a few minutes to a couple of hours, you're going to get your bitcoins. I've done it. I've done it several times. Hasn't been a problem at all. You will have to take a picture of your receipt to send it to them, but, you know, no big deal. That just helps helps expedite the situation. They've recently lowered their rates, too, so, and you can donate some of your fee to charity. And as always, orders under $40 carry no fee. It's cash2coins.com. Looking forward to 1% Wednesdays, or 1% fee on all orders over $40. That's a great deal.
Under 40 is free.
Under 40 is free.
Amazing.
Cash2coins.com.
All right, so 855, 450 free. We continue here. Nathan is on the line in Texas on Skype. Hello, Nathan.
Hello, how are you guys doing?
Well, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I feel pretty lucky to be going on after Michael Dean talking about transhumanism. I'm also kind of surprised. You didn't know he was the star of Demolition Man?
No, you learn something new every night here on Free Talk Live.
Well, yeah, he never misses a chance to remind us that he's been in that movie. But I've been meaning to go back and watch it for a while now. Probably should do that.
Good excuse. That's a fine film. I haven't seen it in too long, and maybe I should go and watch it again if I actually had time for that sort of thing. Go ahead.
So I wanted to say a quick thing about the transhumanism first. One of the things that I worry about with this idea of, you know, supercomputers, superhuman intelligence, humans turning into computers and all that kind of stuff, is who's going to get this technology first? And when I look at the way current societies are organized, it seems clear to me that one of the big things that people are going to have to worry about is not immortal, you know, people, but immortal governments, right? I mean, if the president of the United States has a research team that discovers immortality, who do you think is going to get the immortality first?
Well, do you think that people will live under that? I think that would probably be the very worst thing for those people. Plus, they've got friends and financiers.
In the current system, there's still some kind of accountability in the sense that, you know, even if you have the worst tyrant who's ever lived, you know, he's got to die sometime, right? Whereas
Yes, but there's still some accountability in the current system and future systems that, you know, the people, when sufficiently put upon, when they feel sufficiently put upon, will rise up and kill those people who are in charge. Has happened many, many times in human history, and it will happen again. So I'm not really worried about that. Plus the fact that governments, you know, Barack Obama and his cronies or whatever, or George Bush and his, or whatever the next Republican's going to be. It doesn't matter to me. They have friends and family and people that are non-government, wealthy people that are going to want this stuff. And once wealthy people get their hands on it, then they're going to want to, then it's going to go down to the next wealthiest, and that sort of thing. I may not be able to afford a Learjet, but at some point or another, I'll be able to buy a little Cessna.
That's interesting. I didn't think about it that way.
Nathan,
go
ahead.
Yes?
You were going to say? You also what?
Oh, yeah. Well, I also wanted to comment on this discussion about pantheism and sort of greater meaning in life.
Sure.
I recently had a tragedy in my family where my grandfather died, and I went to his funeral, and, you know, I got to see some people that I haven't seen in a while, and, you know, I sat through the service, and we talked about the things that, you know, we had in common and things like that. And one of the things that I noticed kept being brought up was this idea of the afterlife, kind of like immortality, you know, that the soul lives beyond the body, that there's something after this life and that there's something beyond. I guess it's kind of like that thing you were talking about before about something beyond all this. So here it kind of took the form of the afterlife. And I noticed that several people, including several of my family members, talked about this. They were saying that, well, you know, this is a sad day, but you have to keep in mind that he's in a better place now. So I was wondering what you guys think of that. And in particular, it seems, I don't want to insult religious people, but to me it kind of feels like when you're talking about going to a better place, it sounds like what's going on is like people are sort of afraid of dying. You know what I mean? Like they're afraid that if you know you're going to die, that somehow that means life is meaningless and nihilistic, and there's sort of, you know, without some kind of God waiting for you in the afterlife, that there's no meaning to this life. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think that there's two things that religious people have way the heck over the atheists. They've got A, the afterlife. You know, you can say to somebody whose loved one has passed on, they're in a better place. You know, they would want you to go on. You know, there's all kinds of comforting words. Whereas the atheists are kind of got like, man, that sucks. You know, like that.
He's going to have worms coming out of him.
Right. There's not much there for the atheists. And I'm not a person who believes really in prayer as a, you know, as a wish list. I don't believe in prayer as a wish list. And I don't really have this one that I'm going to mention. But when some tragedy occurs for somebody, a Christian or a religious person can claim, says, you know, Amshallah will pray for you or whatever. You know, they've got that. They can say, my prayers are going out to you. Whereas what I and atheists, not an atheist, have is kind of, shoot, that stinks. Good luck. You know, like there's just not, it's this sort of hollow and sad thing.
Well, there are some people that are atheist or wouldn't consider themselves religious, but probably spiritual, that would say, my thoughts are with you. Which is essentially the same thing as you're in my prayers.
My
thoughts are with you.
Yes, I got you.
I hope that is comforting to know that somebody is there for you.
And doesn't that sound, I mean, maybe it's me, maybe it's my cynical butt, but when I hear that, it's like, you know, it's just somebody trying to mimic what the Christians have. When you say my thoughts are with you, it's just somebody trying to, you know, mimic what somebody else has. Whereas it's,
I think that says more about you than it does what that is, because it says to me that person is attempting to empathize with the individual in that case. Not that they're trying to copy what somebody else is doing,
say,
so they can pretend to empathize.
When something bad happens to somebody, I'm at a loss.
Stand by, Nathan. I think you've stumbled onto an interesting discussion. We'll bring you back here if you like. 855-450-FREE if you would like to add to the discussion. How it is that humans handle death and the fear of dying as well, which is fairly common, I think. 855-450-FREE. Add your thoughts to the mix. This is Free Talk Live.
Look, the worst part about business travel is worrying about my wife and kids at home alone. My family's safety is my responsibility. That's why I started researching home security. I called the big alarm companies, checked online, even looked at doing it myself. But the best technology for the best price came from Vivint. They even won the Consumer's Digest Best Buy Award. Yes, Vivint gives me a complete security system, but it does even more. Vivint's video technology is unreal. I can see what's going on in my home right from my smartphone, tablet, or computer. I can even lock the doors remotely if my kids forget. Best yet, I got Vivint's no equipment costs and free install deal. $1,300 worth of camera and security equipment at no charge. Vivint was the easy choice for my family's safety.
Take control of your family's safety with Vivint. Order now for up to $1,300 in security equipment at no charge. Just pay as little as $99 for activation. Plus, call now and installation is free. Call 1-800-345-6078. That's 1-800-345-6078. 1-800-345-6078.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling. And with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days? And keep all your money? You can! It's called Zero Debt Guarantee. And it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 One is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com. Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, take control of the airwaves, and do it toll-free. We're talking about death. Boy, that's a winner. We're actually talking about the religious aspect of death. Are people afraid of dying? I think so. And
I think some people are afraid of dying.
I think a lot of people are. I think that tends to be the general message, is that, you know, death is this scary thing, and maybe that's not so much the case. I mean,
death is part of life.
It is, and near death experiences are very interesting to learn about. And if there's any, if there's anything to these people's experiences, then it sounds like it's actually a pretty pleasant thing to pass on. So the Free State Project is well over 70% of the way to reaching its goal of 20,000 people that intend to move to New Hampshire and get active to achieve liberty in our lifetime. Now, maybe our lifetime will end up being 1,000 years, but liberty in our lifetime. Hopefully it'll happen sooner than that. And you can get together with other people who think like you do. The people on this show have all moved to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, at least on tonight's edition of the show. There's a couple people that come on this show that are New Hampshire natives. But we moved here from the South, and people have been moving from all over the world to come to New Hampshire and get active for freedom. If that's something that sounds interesting to you, if you're looking for purpose in life, this might be an option for you. If you appreciate freedom and you actually find yourself frustrated by the lack of freedom, because it seems to be slipping away, whatever amount we ever had is certainly being negated over time. So if you want to see more of freedom in your life, then you've got to do something tangible to acquire it. It's not just going to be handed to you on a silver platter. You've got to put effort into having more freedom. And in order to have that effort be successful, it is best if you combine it with the efforts of others who think like you. So if you love liberty, go to freestateproject.org, and we'll see you here in New Hampshire as we bring Nathan back on the line. from Texas. Nathan, you called in to discuss religion and death, and you were at a funeral recently, and you heard people talking about, you know, someone going on to a better place, and you suggested that that people might be afraid of death, and I think that is that it's fairly common for people to be afraid of death. You know, especially I wonder about atheists as well. I know I used to be an atheist for about a decade of my life. And if you're an atheist, you don't tend to think there's anything else beyond this life. So it would follow that somebody who's an atheist would have an even larger fear of death maybe than someone who was religious. What do you think?
Right. Well, relating to that, I want to be clear about one thing before we proceed. It's not really – the crowd that I was with is not these kind of, you know, go to church one day a week and then, you know, you live your life the rest of the week. I mean, these are true believers. You know, my uncle, who was the handyman I called about before, he was there, and afterward, he told me that if I did not accept Jesus as my Savior, I was doomed.
Oh, boy.
So these are true believers we're talking about here. And, you know, they're not just, they didn't just show up and just sit, you know, mouthing right. These empty platitudes.
Maybe they believe. Why they cry so much at some funerals. Maybe the person that was at that funeral, the corpse there, you know, maybe they're crying a lot because they feel like he didn't give himself to Jesus, so he's not going to a better place.
Definitely. My uncle told me a story where his wife's mother's mother or something was dying, and he begged her to accept Jesus on her deathbed, and she didn't, and he's sad about it. So, you know, that's not hypothetical there. But yeah, to your question, I actually think it might be the reverse.
Hold on a second. Just before you go on, wouldn't that, if the Christians really believe in God's plan as they claim to believe in God's plan, then doesn't that mean that everything's predetermined anyway, and so therefore the individual in question never could possibly have given their life to Jesus because it was God's plan that they not do that?
Not all Christians believe in
predestination.
Do the Christians who don't believe in predestination use the terminology about God's plan?
Only the Only the Christians that are suffering from the original sin presuppose that they know where somebody went at the end of life. Now we can go ahead and I'll go ahead and go out on a limb that if hell exists, Hitler went to it. But beyond that, there's really not much. To assume that this woman who didn't accept Jesus Christ as her personal Savior is going to go to hell is to assume that you understand the Bible, which probably this person doesn't read ancient Greek.
So I'm sorry to continue on this tangent, but I mean, in the New Testament, doesn't Jesus have a line about, you know, those who don't believe will go to Gehenna or, you know, a fiery place? Do you understand that to not mean that people who don't believe in him would go to a bad place?
He describes it as Gehenna, which is an actual place in ancient Israel that people knew to be a very unpleasant place. So the way I look at hell, and I believe that I have the correct interpretation. I'm being honest here, that I do believe that I have the correct interpretation.
So do the other folks.
Hell is eternal separation from the Almighty. And the best way to describe eternal separation from the Almighty in a way that people can relate to is to describe it as a very unpleasant place that they don't want to go.
Hey, Nathan, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate you bringing that topic
up. Can I extend my explanation?
Yeah, of course.
Real quick. The way most Christians interpret hell is, you know, like the fiery pit. But let me pose a question real quick. If you spend your entire life trying to make sure that you are not in some sort of communication with the Almighty, would it not be a worse punishment to put you eternally in the presence of the Almighty?
Meaning into whatever heaven would be or something like that?
Yes. Because heaven is eternal presence with the Almighty. So if you've spent your entire life not wanting anything to do with God or the Almighty,
guess what you get?
It would be an eternal punishment to put you in that presence.
Well,
so to separate you from that presence is not necessarily a quote-unquote punishment.
Mm.
It is just sending you to the place that you choose to go.
That's interesting. I like that viewpoint. Your thoughts are welcome. 855-450-FREE. Daniel's in San Francisco listening to LRN.FM. Hello, Daniel.
Hey, how's it going? I think that last point is incorrect, and I'll tell you why.
Oh, good.
Which point? the very last thing he said about it, being in heaven being like a punishment to someone who didn't want to have anything to do with God. Mm-hmm. I think that's incorrect. If you spend your whole life saying that sex is bad and you should have nothing to do with sex, everything about sex is awful, and then eventually you got laid, you might see things differently.
Oh, I tend to agree. I think that if an individual, you know, was very was doing what Daryl suggested, and then they ended up in whatever heaven might be, which of course would probably be a lot of love all around them, then that I think that would be pretty attractive, real fast.
Yeah.
Because in theory, you'd be in a perfect place without evil and ugliness.
That wasn't why I called, though.
Here's a little pro tip: don't talk about the things you weren't wanting to talk about.
Okay, sorry. I just heard that after I called in. Dad gave the eulogy at Harry Brown's funeral.
Oh, wow, cool.
Harry Brown was not a Christian. His wife was a Christian, though.
Harry Brown was the year 2000 and year 1996 presidential candidate for the Libertarian Party. Great guy.
Yeah.
Definitely a big influence in my life. Go ahead.
Yeah. So he and my dad went way back. And his wife asked my dad to give the eulogy. And my dad's sort of an old-school Catholic kind of guy, but not a practicing Catholic, but he's sort of philosophically of that bend. So the spiel he gave, if I understand it correctly, goes something like this. Jesus said that I am the way, the truth, and the light. And anybody who wants to go to the Father has to come through me, or whatever. I don't know what the exact phrase was. So what does that mean? Does that mean that if you take the way, the truth, and the light, and you mix them all together in a bowl, you get Jesus, and that gets you into heaven? Or is it something sort of broader than that? And what my dad had to say was that Harry Brown was an honest speaker of the truth, independent of whatever his particular thoughts were about God and Jesus or whatever. And by being an honest and faithful pursuer of truth, he was a good Christian, regardless of whether or not he considered himself a Christian.
Stand by, Daniel, 855-450-FREE. You can take control here. It's Free Talk Live.
Plaque buildup in the body is the cause of many unwanted health problems. If you or someone you care about suffers from heart disease, kidney stones, dementia, Parkinson's, Peyronie's, or other chronic health issues, excess plaque in the body could be the problem. Med-5 is a patented product that helps reduce the plaque in your mouth and body. A new daily mouth rinse and tablet that is designed to help liquefy and dissolve and may help get rid of the plaque buildup, toxins, and heavy metals. Log on now to med5.com. That's medfive.com, and watch a video of renowned cardiologist Dr. James Roberts explaining how simple it is to fight plaque, toxins, and improve your health. Remember, attack the plaque, fight back with Med5. Order now at med5.com or call 808-779-4209. That's 808-779-4209. 808-779-4209.
Is there such a thing as gluten-free emergency kits?
Yes. And for celiacs, there is no other than glutenfreeemergencykits.com. If you or a loved one has celiac disease, you need a gluten-free emergency kit to survive. Our kits are natural, non-GMO, low-sodium, low-cholesterol, soy-free, contain no artificial colors or MSG, and carry the celiac Spru seal of approval. Now get our March grab-and-go bucket special for only $29.99 at glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Better foods, better living.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy bodies. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Not all protein powders are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps lose body fat, supports excellent blood sugar levels, excellent for building muscle, increases in energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, energy for exercise and recovery. Who's it for? Anyone wanting to feel healthy and have energy. Busy people, office workers, growing children, students, teachers, seniors, people recovering from illness, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, you take control here. If you like, you can bring up anything that you want. 855-450-FREE. And that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features we share with you. You can get interactive in a variety of ways, but if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It's $5 a month for AMP, but right now your $5 a month could be $10 a month because of some generous donors that have stepped forward to offer matching contributions for the Free Talk Live AMP program. And apparently they're also matching one-time contributions as well. This part we did not communicate, I don't think, because I didn't get it last week, Mark, when we first started talking about this. We did point out that you can contribute to the Bitcoin tip jar. That is going to be matched by these generous donors. And in addition to that, the Free Talk Live AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com, which also includes one-time contributions. So the AMP program is really intended to get you to do $5 a month, so on a continuing basis, so we have a certain budget that we know that we can count on. But some people, for whatever reason, they don't want to do that. They just want
to. But if you've been thinking about it, really, now's the time to step up.
Right, because you're going to have your AMP matched up to $950 total matching dollars per month. And I made a mistake last week, and I want to make sure I clear that up on the air when I mentioned the amount that we were at, the ampage. We were at around $3,200. I hadn't calculated recently that number. Usually I only calculate it like once. It's like once a month is what I calculate that. That number that you see at amp.freetalklive.com, there's no computer that's doing that calculating. That's me adding up the amp totals. Whenever I get around to doing it, and then I manually update that number. It's not tied into any kind of database or anything like that. So it's not an up-to-date number. When you AMP, if you're expecting that bar to go up, it's not going to. Sorry, it's a low-budget bar. And so I hadn't updated the number before I announced the number last week, which means that I hadn't factored in the first 2 weeks of the month into who quit and who started AMPing. So as it turned out, the actual number probably should have been about $50 lower because we had at least two people become platinum amplifiers in the last week, which is $25 per month. And I'm pretty sure they were doing that with the intention of being matched. So we were just going to go ahead and start it at What do you think? 3,100 or 30?
You know the numbers better than I do.
Yeah, well, I have to make it up, though, Mark. That's the thing. Like, I didn't do the calculating before. So if we've got $950 worth, was it 3,200? I was off by at least 50 bucks, so we could be safe and call it 3,150.
All right.
You want to do that?
You think that's fair?
I think that's fair.
Okay.
So that'll be our starting point, in which case we're still down because we're at 3147 as of this week. Unless you want to start it at 3100.
Whoa. We're starting it at a number you're below? What kind of sense does that make?
I don't know, Mark.
3100. 3100? If you had people that upped their amp from... Good Lord, what kind of crazy math are you doing
over
there?
We had some people
that
up.
New math.
Well, no. We had some people.
Never mind,
up,
I don't want to hear your explanation. It sounds
canceled.
Crappy already.
Well, people also canceled their amp
right,
in the last
obviously.
3 weeks. So how's this all going to shake out? We'll just call it 3,100. So that way we're up 50 bucks. But if it goes down from here, there's nothing else we can do as far as fudging any numbers at this point. I'm explaining why the numbers have appear to have been fudged, and it's just basically my fault for not updating the numbers before I announced them last week. So if you contribute to the AMP program and it goes over and above $3,100 all the way up to $950 on top of that, then per month, that will be matched. And that money will allow us to hire Daryl as our affiliate relations person, as a second affiliate relations person. He has been doing that job thanks to an early contributor who's ponied up the first month's worth of pay for Daryl. So you're already on board. We've already been hitting the phones and been calling a bunch of stations that I haven't been able to call personally recently, Daryl. So the ball is rolling on that. Now we need our listeners to step up and contribute to help that. If you want to see Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and you want to hear ideas of liberty discussed on, let's say, 300 stations instead of 125, we can totally get 300 stations. It's just a matter of calling all of them. You know, we've got to be able to call all 1,000 talk radio stations or however many of them that there are out there. There's probably at least 1,000 of them. We've got to be able to call them all, and I just can't handle it alone. So Daryl is on board, and hopefully you can help us with that. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. So 855-450-FREE, that's the toll-free number here tonight. We've been talking about transhumanism, the idea of living forever, that kind of melded into a conversation about religion and panentheism and death and what people believe about that. And I like your idea there, Daryl, that you know the idea of hell would be separation from God, because if God is love, at least my God is a loving God. Obviously the Christian's God is a kind of a different God. Their God is kind of an angry God that will punish you.
Well, it depends on which brand of Christianity you're dealing
with. That's true. There's different interpretations. You kind of have a Christian sort of brand, right? There's like a different term that you use for yourself.
I consider my faith Messianic Gentile.
Don't really understand.
Let me explain how I came up with the term. In Hebrew culture...
This is your term. Okay. So are you the only Messianic Gentile?
As far as I know, there might be others. In Hebrew culture, there were Jews and Gentiles. Gentile being everyone not a Jew.
Okay.
So I, as far as I know, am not ethnically. That word that for some reason I can't pronounce. I am not an ethnic Jew as far as I know. And Messianic, because the early believers in the Messiah, whose correct name in Aramaic was Yeshua, which has been translated from a transliteration or transliterated from a translation to be the English word Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
The early believers considered themselves to be Messianic Jews, meaning someone who was ethnically Jewish who believed that Yeshua was the Messiah.
Mm-hmm.
So, I consider myself a Messianic Gentile.
Meaning that you believe that Jesus was the Son of God?
Yes.
What about other prophets, like Muhammad, for instance?
I believe that he may have been a prophet. I've not studied his teachings, but not all prophets were the Son of God. There were a lot of Hebrew prophets. You know, that's a very good question, and
Isn't it possible that there have been people along the path of history who have had a particularly good connection with God, let's say, who are able to, as, you know, for instance, Muhammad, he didn't write the Quran. It was given to him. That's the story, right? It was transmitted to him by, I think it was the angel Gabriel? I'm trying to recall. But anyway, it was one of the angels that transmuted this to him in a cave and various other, I'm not sure if there was other places involved, but anyway, it was given to him. And so there were others like that who have kind of been in touch with this greater thing, this entity. And maybe Jesus was just one of many, and there was just a real popular book about him.
That is definitely a possibility. But if you read the Old Testament, there are a lot of prophecies about the Messiah.
Mm.
And based on the stories that we currently have on Yeshua, his life fits all of the prophecies of the Messiah. Or at least that is my belief. Somebody could totally disprove that, but, you know, I have yet to see everything be disproven.
Well, I don't know.
As far as I know, there were no prophecies of Muhammad being a Messiah.
Mm-hmm.
You're confusing the term prophet with Messiah.
Sure. No, I don't think Muhammad claimed to be the son of God, if that's what you're talking about.
Well, you were asking why I didn't think that Muhammad was the Messiah.
No, that's not what I said.
That was my understanding of your question.
No, my question was about whether or not Jesus was another one of many prophets like Muhammad, and that, you know, they ended up calling him the Son of God. Maybe that was just because he was really well connected with God and was, you know, like, able to communicate those ideas very effectively. I don't know. Just an idea. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and then people wrote down some of the things that these people said and misinterpreted them over the years, and or they misinterpreted them right when they were written down in the first place, and that's why we have all the mistakes and misunderstandings.
There's not much of evidence that says that the people whose names are on the Gospels wrote those Gospels. In a lot of cases, it's like the followers of Matthew, the followers of John. I believe Mark was the first one written down, and then people, the claim is that Luke and Matthew were sort of written from Mark. But that's one of the problems here, is you have these, you know, these written documents that nobody has sort of the original of, but if you don't believe the copies, you're going to go to hell.
Well, and there was some editors down the line as well. More coming up here at 855-450-3. Hour 3's next.
Hey, new kid. Ever have that dream where nothing works? Orders are backed up, production lines not producing, management's screaming, no solution in sight? Not me. What? Grainger. Grainger's got everything we need. In a book, an app, a website, hundreds of branches. Knowing a solution is on its way soothes me to sleep at night. I love the Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity mineral makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLuHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.